بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي يحيى أسيد بن حذير رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنه أن رجلا من الأنصار قال: يا رسول الله، ألا تستعملني كما استعملت فلانا؟ فقال: إنكم ستلقون بعدي أثرة فاصبروا حتى تلقوني على الحوض، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. The narrator of this hadith, which we have started and discussed previously, Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accepted Islam in Medina Munawwara at the hands of Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and took part in the second pledge of Aqaba. He would recite the noble Quran Sharif very beautifully. 18 ahadith are narrated from him. He passed away in the year 20 Hijri. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed his janazah and salat, and he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. In this hadith we see that Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that the questioner was the narrator himself. That is, Hazrat Abi Yahya Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator, and he said that a person from the Ansar, which really he was referring to himself, namely Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the person he was referring to by the words, "as you appointed so and so," was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a great sahabi. Just to refresh our minds, that he asked that he must be also given a position, be appointed as a governor, as Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala was appointed. The ulama say that what he was referring to, that Hazrat Amr ibn al-As has got a position, and I'm also deserving of it, I also want a position. And that Hazrat Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was favored with this position. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very beautiful way handled the situation and made it clear that by the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you feel that I favored Hazrat Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu and have not given you a position. But that is not the case. Like many other accusations were made, na'uzu billah, about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was unfair, etc. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man of what magnitude of his heart, what a big heart, he handled it and explained to him that this is not the case, there was absolute fairness in this, you don't understand, but the time will come after me in which you will see that there won't be fairness. People who will be the Khalifas later, they will give preference to others without them being worthy of that cause. So at that time, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him, and as in the previous hadith we read, that the Sahaba asked that at that time, what should we do? And the principle here is very important in all our matters. When we see in any of our matters, somebody else is being given, is being favored unduly. If he's favored because of qualities within him, that is quite understood. But unduly and unfairly, if somebody is favored, then at that time we should make sabr. We should fulfill what we have to do, we must fulfill. And what our rights, we must make sabr and beg from Allah Ta'ala for our rights. A very common situation we find ourselves in this matter is with regard to the matrimonial marriage matters, where many times a wife feels that the husband is unfair to her, is not treating her well, etc. So the principle here teaches us that the wife must fulfill the rights of the husband, and what her rights are, she must beg from Allah Ta'ala. In that way the home will be made, and there are more than enough instances where the husband also then came to his senses and literally became like a slave of his wife. When he saw that his wife with such a big heart, she kept on fulfilling my duties, and on the end, she did not opt for outing out of the marriage, etc. The husband realized this. He changed his own life also, and the wife's life, the woman's life, became a life of Jannat in this world. So it is not that if the husband is not fulfilling the rights, that we just opt to go out of the marriage. Unfortunately, this is encouraged by counselors, etc., that the minute you feel your husband is not treating you well, demand for a divorce. Go for fuss to have your nikah cancelled, etc. That is totally against the grain of Islam. And such a woman who does such things, great warnings have been given for her in the hadith. We should encourage to make the home and never break the home. But today, unfortunately, on the smallest pretext, women are told that you opt to go out of the marriage. You don't have to stay in this marriage. And in various other things also, these type of teachings are given, wrong teachings, and when it is most sad, when it is done in the name of Islam, and that we are teaching you deen, and then we are being taught that you must opt to go out of the marriage. The hadith teaches us that a person should be patient and accept the will of Allah during times of corruption, and when the unjust become rulers, which will result in ultimate goodness. When we make that sabr, etc., and we fulfill our what we have to do, we do that what we have to do, goodness comes already in this world. And this world is not really the place of results. That will be in the akhirat, where we will be paid for our sabr, etc. But in this world already, Allah Ta'ala gives the results. Another point, a person should not seek a position of authority unless he is able to fulfill its responsibilities. That is also a very important thing, that a person must not ask for a position, that I give me this position, unless he is really able to fulfill the responsibilities. And for a person to feel that I am capable and I can fulfill responsibilities is also a very delicate issue. The hadith was a prophecy, that is, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam foretold this will happen. And we find eventually events happen as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had predicted. These things had happened, and this was also a sign of the true nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah let us understand our deen properly and act upon our deen properly and teach it correctly and not teach the incorrect things in the name of teaching deen, and we are teaching the opposite of deen. We must teach deen as it is and as it has come. May Allah give us all tawfiq.